Good morning. My guest this morning is Diane Dragone from Cinnabar Theater. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, very well. Thank you. A little bit cold.
Oh, yeah.
So you are busy as bird dogs at the Cinnabar Theater. And one of the things that we need to particularly stress on is your New Year's Eve extravaganza, really. Red Hot Mama. So talk about that a little.
Well, New Year's Eve is a tradition at Cinnabar Theater for being a really, really fun time. They've been doing this for years now. We call this our cabaret show because we actually pull out some of the chairs and we put little cafe tables down and we expand the seating on the side also, so you have a real intimate feel. And this year, we are presenting a show that's called Red Hot Mama.
Wow.
It's a great name, and it actually is the Sophie Tucker songbook. That's why it's Red Hot Mama, because Sophie Tucker was known as the last of the Red Hot Mamas.
That's right.
And this gal, a Tony nominee, Sharon McKnight, she actually wrote and she directs and she stars in this show, Red Hot Mama. She's really fabulous. And so it's a one-woman musical that tells the story of Sophie Tucker. And, you know, it's amazing. We have been getting so many questions from people who don't know who Sophie Tucker
wow.
is. Isn't that something?
No, it's just that people are young.
Yeah, exactly. So we feel that, if anything, we're doing a service because we're actually educating Sophie Tucker.
Exactly. Well, you point out in your press release here that Sophie Tucker's career spans 60 years.
Amazing, isn't
it? Yes, it really is.
And she was the 20s and 30s really were some of her highlight years. She was
right.
in the Ziegfeld Follies for a while, and she did vaudeville and burlesque. And this New Year's Eve, what we decided to do, since we're opening with Red Hot Mama, we thought we would make our theater into a speakeasy and create that 20s theme. And we are encouraging all of our theater goers who come that night to dress in the 20s.
Uh-huh.
Because we are going to do a prize for best costume.
The best 20s folk.
That's it, yeah.
That's
I mean,
good.
You don't have to if that's something that you don't like to do. That's fine. But if you like to get into the fun, I mean, the 20s was such a fun, decadent
right.
party time.
That's right.
That when you think about New Year's Eve, the 20s really comes to mind, and getting dressed up in those cool dresses.
That's right.
And,
That's right.
And headgear. And we're going to be doing some delectable desserts as part of what one gets that night. And we're doing some research on what was 20s desserts.
There you go.
And it's amazing, we're finding that, you know, fruit was a real big part of it. You know, they uh-huh. really liked a fruit cocktail. Remember that?
That's right, yeah.
And although we're not going to have fruit cocktail, but we're trying to design a couple of cakes that will be typically 20s.
Sounds good.
And then we'll write about it so that
right.
you'll read about what you're eating.
It was decadent.
That's right. Absolutely, yeah.
You know, while we're here, we should mention that on January 22nd, Holly Near is coming to the Cinnabar Theater.
We're excited People about that.
Very
yeah.
interested
yeah.
in that. And then your Valentine's dinner on February 14th with Nicholas Beard singing in romantic fashion.
Yes, yes. He's a real romantic R&B crooner, and I think that'll be a real nice romantic evening for everybody.
Well, you guys are going to have a busy holiday and first part of the year.
Yes, indeed.
At the Cinnabar Theater.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you very much for coming in, and let's tell people once again that Red Hot Mama, come on New Year's Eve, December 31st, at the Cinnabar Theater. For information, cinnabartheater.org, or if you're on the phone, 763-8920. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.